Hello and welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Vlad.
Hi guys, I'm Nikola.
And this week we start from Ignite.
Ignite is next week. We're going to have a great show. It's happening from September 26th to the 30th. So if you're not one of the lucky ones to get a ticket to the show, don't worry. You can always go to the website. It's ignite.microsoft.com. Make sure to go in there. There's going to be a live stream of the keynotes. You can check all the sessions. You can check out what's going on. It should be a pretty good show. I think we have Satya's going to be there, mm-hmm. and a few other folks. Then we're talking about cool stuff.
Cool demos. Announcements, cool, I'm sure.
Learn new things, as always.
As usual. About new things, by the way.
Yep. New week, new build.
New week, new build. New insider build of what's next with Windows.
Yes. Right? We have a new preview build for Windows 10 desktop. Mm-hmm. It's build 14931. You should remember this. Anyway, what's new about this is, or not about this build, but the previous build, is that now recently people have started seeing pop-ups on their preview builds that the build is expiring. And this, what this means is that after, I believe, end of this month, they're going to start getting restarts every 3 hours. And after the middle of the month, it's not going to be boot anymore. So you need to make sure that you update to the latest builds of the preview builds. Now, if you're on the public official build, the the Redstone one or the anniversary update build, that's going to be fine. That's the public build that works fine. That's not going to restart. But if you're on the preview insider builds and you're not on the latest one, or if you're before the last 2 weeks of builds, you're going to get that restart.
Yeah, and actually this build has some new features, like requested like specifically by insiders, for example, like dark mode.
Yeah, for the insider, for the feedback app, right? For the feedback app, we've improved a lot of it. You can see who the person that wrote the feedback is, and et cetera. So there's a lot of new feedback from the feedback we received.
Yeah, and I believe Map app also got an update with like bug fixes and features. So,
cool. Yeah. So and if you have any feedback, as always, make sure to let us know.
Cool. Last week, we talked about MIDI and was it a post by Pete Brown or something else?
To be honest, I don't remember. I wasn't here.
Yeah, you remember. You were not here. This week we have an actual blog post from Pete Brown talking about MIDI enhancements and Windows 10.
Yeah.
So you know that there are new APIs in Windows 10. They were first introduced in the very first version of Windows 10.
Yeah.
Now it's even better. In fact, it's even available to Windows 10 desktop apps with the special shim.
And PowerShell as well.
And PowerShell.
And the good thing about this blog post is Pete goes through a whole detail of how MIDI has started from the 80s, from when people started as music APIs. But from the 80s up until this point, it still has been the top interface that musicians have been using to build their interface with their music instruments, with synthesizers, et cetera. So it's a very powerful API, and Windows has always been keeping up to track with this API, and has been, now we keep adding it, and part of the Universal Windows platform, you can do a lot more stuff that you could do before.
Awesome. And talking about audio and sound, you probably know that on HoloLens we have this notion of spatial sound, and it's really important for creating a perception, creating scenes that look and feel like real ones.
You can actually put an object somewhere in 3D space, like a virtual object. You can actually make the sound as if it were coming from that object. So it can be behind you, next to you, right of you, and the sound will sound as if it were coming from that object.
Yeah, what's cool about Anniversary Update that these APIs is actually available now to all Universal Windows apps. So if you have a device or you have a setup with let's say 3D audio, you can make an app that uses all these capabilities. You can position your audio sources in the space, and it will feel and it will sound like there is a physical object.
And you don't need to have special equipment, I believe. You can just use stereo headphones. If you just plug in the stereo headphones, you can do that, because you have only 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can just deal with stereo headphones. You can do this. You can do things like Doppler effects. You can have an object here, and you can just start moving it in front of you. You can get that effect of a police car moving this way. You can get that sound effect. That's really cool.
Awesome. There's
some samples there you can check out.
Yeah. Next thing is, this is really interesting. This is about how Microsoft Research help in curing cancer, right?
Right. Yeah. So there's a whole group within Microsoft that is working on help, working with biologists and working with scientists to understand, to do a couple of things. One thing is to understand the huge amounts of data that we have and how we can understand things out of this data, to analyze this data, to do machine learning on this data, to get some knowledge about what this data means. And the second part is to apply some computer science terms and ways that we do things on computers to the way that cancer cells work, so we can understand better how they work, so we can bridge that gap between how the computers work and how the actual human cells work, and actually see if there's any similarities and actually try to solve cancer that way.
Yeah, and NVIDIA is doing a lot in that space with their hardware. Mm-hmm. So you know that when it comes to machine learning, especially machine learning in this kind of biology and space, it's all about data and computational power. So that's actually about combining both these things and making like.
And I believe they're doing great progress, and they're working with a lot of leading scientists that are on this topic, especially in the world. So I think it's good. So if you have a chance, make sure you read the blog post, and goes in a lot more detail about this, and it's very inspirational.
Next thing, that's also inspirational. It's about the machine that basically making a text to braille translator service, right?
Device. This is a group of they call them scrappy young inventors. Uh-huh. It was essentially at the hackathon. It was, I believe, a group of six girls, six inventors who created this project where they had a camera and can read through this text and use servos to actually show some braille, whatever they're called, so you can actually read through them. And they actually won. They won first place with this. And they started applying for a patent for this device. And they're actually planning on actually building out the whole thing. They want to do like a 36 characters braille reader that's like that big. It's actually really cool.
Yeah, because like it only enables people. And what else do we need to do? Yeah. We need to enable people in all the possible ways.
We've had a lot of breakthroughs in accessibilities, but we still don't have a lot of products out there to help out in terms of accessibility. And reading this blog post, I learned that there's not many people that can actually understand Braille, that need to understand Braille. So this helps that bridge that gap of people learning Braille and be able to just do whatever they need to do.
Oh, it's even better.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, and we reached that favorite
stage.
We're
efficient.
Efficient.
Yes, my pick of the week. My pick of the week is playing Space Invaders in real life with drones as aliens. So there's a maker fair in Israel, an Israeli maker fair, where they had a way for people to actually sit down at this little chair. It was actually 20 feet high, and they can use this laser on top, and they can actually fire at drones flying on top of the laser. So it's kind of like Space Invaders. So the drones are the actual aliens, and then you have your gun, and you can actually shoot at these aliens and these drones. So you shoot your laser, it hits the drone, if you hit it, it actually turns the light red, and it actually just lands down. It's actually really cool. You can move the whole chair around. You can shoot at these drones, and they can actually work together. The drones work together to understand where they are in space, and you can hit them, and they can just land. And it's really cool.
Like in all these world about talking about virtual reality and mixed reality, I like these simulators of something, but an interesting fact about that it's not quite a simulator because everything is physical. Yeah, I love these things.
It's great. Instead of going to virtual, we're going from virtual to physical. That's cool.
It's all about your imagination.
That's right.
And my pick of the week is actually quite special. You know how I love JavaScript?
You're a big fan of JavaScript.
Yeah, I'm like the biggest fan of JavaScript in the world.
And for people that don't know, he does not like JavaScript that much.
But I really love that that's truth. I really love TypeScript because TypeScript is what makes JavaScript not JavaScript, right?
And it gives it the capabilities of a typed language.
Exactly. Yeah. So they recently shipped TypeScript 2.0. It's like a basically next major release. And it's really cool. Apart from, as usual, performance enhancement and bug fixes and whatever they had in preview versions and versions like 1.8, they introduced some really cool features, for example, non-nullable types. You know, amazing thing about JavaScript is that notion of null and undefined, so that's what I especially love.
Or false or zero.
Yeah. So they're kind of solving this problem, and also there are new features and problems they solve in this release. So if you're a JavaScript developer, or if you don't like JavaScript like I do, you just go and check it out. So probably tomorrow you start developing on JavaScript and make fun.
That's right, and you can get it on Visual Studio 2015 Update 3. You can get it through NPM, just do an NPM install. It comes with the Visual Studio 2015 preview, so you can get them in multiple ways and you can get started immediately.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. So that's everything for this week.
That's it. It was a fun show.
Thank you for spending this, I don't know, 10 to 15 minutes with us.
Yeah, and we know you're busy, so thank you for spending the time with us, and we hope to see you next week.
Have fun.
Bye.